Okay, so the Shem Shmuel in Parshas Kedoshim, his basic idea here is, and the Kedoshim too, stay away from killer lions, you'll get Kedushim. He wants to know, how is refraining from sin produce a positive Kedusha? You would think that to get Kedusha, get something positive, oh, I should do something positive. But here it says, no, if you stay away from the negative, you get Kedusha. So he says that is a fact that we have to know that. The fact is that holiness is an automatic result of restraint. The person restrains himself or herself, he or she automatically get what we call Kedusha, holiness. So, restraint, limitations of oneself produces this quality which we call Kedusha, holiness. He mentions this point a lot. He sees it right here in this pasuk, but in his books, Shem Shmuel mentions this point a lot about limiting. Especially, he says, limiting things which are permitted, permissible, and you limit them, you produce what we call holiness, Kedusha. But actually, the word Kedusha in a certain way means separate. So by separating from things, you produce this quality. That's why he says when he got the Torah, Hashem made a bunch of restrictions. He says, don't go, don't be with your wife for 3 days, don't get close to the mountain, or touch the mountain. The restrictions produced a certain kind of a Kedusha, which allowed them to get the Aseres HaDibros. So, restrictions are not just there to avoid sins. Restrictions produce a positive result, which we call Kedusha. Let's say a person, I won't turn on my TV. So, not just he's avoiding something bad on the TV, he produces something positive, some holiness, Kedusha within himself.
Probably also goes back to what the Shemesh was saying earlier, know about the Kaddish's Hospital, the Mashal Mutzal, at least with the Arayos, you know, that, that if you're refraining from all these things until you can properly channel in the proper way, the marriage, then it's going to be all the more
cutters. Exactly right. So you're saying very well. As an example, Kilo Arayis, which is what Rashi's talking about. So there would be much more Kedusha in the marriage if actually they were very careful before marriage to stay away from the opposite sex. So their Kedusha will be greater in the marriage for sure. Right. So they have a very good illustration of it. How? The restraint is a big idea in the Torah, to have limits, whether the Torah itself creates limits or you create your own limits on things. You don't do everything that you want to do, your heart desires or your body wants. There's restraints. Good. Next piece. Okay, in the Parsha of Kedoshim Tiyu, the Medrash says, and you know, there's a lot of mitzvahs here, says and lo sase. So the Medrash shows how the ten commandments, the Aseres HaDibros, they have their reflections here in all these mitzvahs and lo sases. That the Parsha of Kedoshim Tiyu, it's an elaboration on the Aseres HaDibros. So, right. So I say that says that Dibros has kibud avim, which give your parents an, and the Parshas Kedoshim, it has ish imo vav tiro, to have yira, for your parents, and so on and so forth. Okay. Now, one of the things that they say in the first pasuk by us, in the parsha, says, "Kedoshim tiu kani Hashem lokeichem." Be holy, because I'm your Hashem, your God. I'm your God. And that, they say, is the reflection of the first of the ten divros. Anoch Hashem alokecha, I'm your God. Says the Anoch Hashem alokecha. And here's Ani Hashem alokecha. Okay. So he goes off into a certain medrash. The Gemara of Sochem says that when Nebuchadnezzar threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah into the fire, so the angel who's in charge of ice said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Let me go down and I'll turn this fire, make it cold. Now put the fire out because I have ice. It will save the tzaddikim." Then another angel, Gabriel, said, "No, that's not such a big deal, that the ice will put out a fire. Everybody knows water can put out fire. But what I'll do is, I'm the angel of fire. I'll go down, I'll make it still burn, but it'll be a cool, it won't hurt them. It'll be a miraculous fire. It'll be a fire which doesn't burn, doesn't have heat." Okay. So Shem Mishmul wants to explain what's this discussion? How to save them from the fire? Either there'll be some rain and the rain will put the fire out, or Gavriel will make it a supernatural fire which doesn't consume. So what's the difference? So he says like this. If Hashem can send, let's say, water and put out the fire, that just means that Hashem, He can control nature. He can channel nature. But it doesn't mean that He could actually suspend nature. It's like two people wrestling. So one of them beats the other one, but the other one's also a wrestler. Because Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, the highest thing for us to know is that He's completely unique. Everything exists because of Him. So therefore there is no nature against His will. He can simply suspend nature completely. The only time that nature works is because God wills it to work a certain way. Once God says something else, it does something else. So therefore, that was the biggest thing that Gabriel, the angel of fire, wanted to show. He says, the fire itself will become cold. It'll be a fire, but it'll be cold. It'll do oxidation, rapid oxidation, without producing heat. That shows that Hashem can actually change nature itself. Okay. And there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that in the future, fire will not burn the tzaddikim. Because the fire itself will change. So when it says in the Seder Hadibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the idea of Anochi Hashem, I am the creator, the one who makes everything exist, and He's the God of Israel, who took us out of Egypt. And when He took us out of Egypt, He changed nature. And He can change nature to help Israel. So, So this is Anoich Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem, or Asher Tzatzich Chumash Tzayim, he did the miracles, he changed nature itself. So when it says here in the Pasuk, Kedoshim Tiyu, be holy, Ki Kadosh Ani, Hashem Elokecha, because I, your God, am holy. It means that because of God's holiness, we can become holy. So he says like this. He says that the idea is, a person has a certain God-given nature. He has a certain nature. He wants to do this, he wants to do that. And let's say some of the things he wants to do are evil, bad. So the Torah says, control it. How's he supposed to control his nature? The answer is, because nature itself is God's creation, and Hashem, God, can change nature. So just like Hashem has that power of changing nature, he gives the human being a power to change his own nature. Like an animal cannot change its nature. A dog is a dog, etc. But a human being can change his nature, because Hashem can change nature. So that's why we say that Kadosh means he's completely different. We say that someone is tall. Pure means he can control his, he can control it. And he doesn't do what his nature wants him to do. But Kadosh means that he can get completely away from nature. He can instill within himself a completely new connection to Hashem, a completely different connection which is beyond and different than the nature. So that's why he can become truly Kadosh, because he can actually go against, not just control his nature, he can literally change his nature. That's very interesting. Just like Hashem Yisbarach has the ability to change nature, a human being has the ability to change his own nature. He at some point had a certain instinctual attraction to something. He can eliminate that instinctual attraction. He can completely eradicate it, because he has the power of Hashem, the power of God himself in him, which is the power to change the facts on the ground of nature. That's an important point. So we shouldn't think, oh, you know, there's certain things I can't change because this is my nature. It's not true. You have the ability to change your nature. Hashem can change the natural world, where he changed the laws of Mitzrayim. So too, Hashem can help you change your nature. You get it? You put it down in the computer?
Yeah.
Huh? You're answering emails?
No, writing emails to the guys who record.
Oh, how to put things up?
I just remember now when you took it out. I figured I'd delete it.
Okay. Okay, let's stop.